Well,
hi, is David available, please?
Yeah.
Hi, David. It's James calling from MMA Legal regarding your Scottish redress claim. How are you? Okay.
Yeah, thanks. Well,
but are you free to speak now?
Yeah.
You are brilliant.
Yeah, okay. Carry on. Sorry.
No, don't worry about it. I appreciate you was busy before. It's not a problem. So, as I mentioned to you before, it's previously a claim for compensation for your Scottish redress when you was in care when you was younger. Is that right?
Yeah.
So, what we need to do is go for a claim form. It takes around about 5 to 10 minutes to complete.
We'll get
a form of ID from yourself via. Do you use the application WhatsApp on your mobile?
Yeah.
You do, brilliant. So our administration team will send a WhatsApp message out to you, and we'll get a form of ID and proof of address, and then we'll get.
I don't have a driving license. I've got a passport. No, I haven't.
Oh yeah, have you got a passport? Is it in date?
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as you've got a passport that's in date and any letter from your address within the last.
Yeah, I've got all that ready.
Okay. Brilliant. So I'm going to go for a claim form with you now, David. Okay, my name's James Thompson. I am your case handler. So I have been passed on your case, and I'll be taking that on. So if you do have any questions moving forward, I'll always be contactable on this number, okay?
Yeah.
So I've got a name of David Dillon, D-I-L-L-O-N. Is that right?
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Bear with me a moment, David. Got contact number ending in 779. That's the one I'm ringing you on now. Is that your best contact number, is it?
Yeah, it's my only one.
Brilliant stuff. That's great. Okay. Can you just confirm your date of birth for me, please, David?
12/6/1972.
12/6/1972, yeah. Brilliant. So I'll go through the claim form with you. There's a few questions on here that I do need to ask you.
I've had a claim off the redress scheme for being
when was that?
Jail law the last year or the year before.
Okay.
This is a new claim for being in young offenders. Am I on the right person or am I on the right?
That's fine. Yeah, that's perfectly fine. We can deal with young offenders institutes, can't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. No problem at all. Okay. So, David, can I just take your postcode, please?
It's Kilo Alpha 7.
Yep.
3 Sierra Juliet.
Brilliant stuff. And I've got Woodlands Crescent, is that correct?
Yes, 2A.
2A.
Yeah.
Bear with me more. So I can't find is it did you say what number is it? What number Woodlands Crescent?
2 8 for Alpha. Yep. 2 Alpha. Woodlands Crescent. It's a flat
Woodlands
I'm in.
Crescent. Yeah. Don't worry about it, that's fine. I'll just amend that.
Oh wait a minute. Okay. Kilo Alpha 7 3 Sierra George. Sorry, I've changed. That'll come up now.
Okay. Yeah.
The last digit
in there. We just
it should come up now.
It wasn't showing up. There we go. I've got it now.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I used to stay at 47.
Don't. honestly, don't worry about it. That's
Yeah. No problem.
I'll just amend that on our end, buddy. Give me a second. Brilliant stuff. Got an email address for you here. On the register, which I have dylandavid34@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's it.
Brilliant. And you use emails. Are you okay using emails?
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Okay. David, have you ever been known by any other names at all?
No. And I've not been sex offender or anything like that. My father died when I was 14 and then I went down the wrong path. It's like, For football violence and stupid things, but I was mentally ill at the time, but they didn't diagnose me and just threw me in. You know what I mean?
Okay. I'll go through the statement with you shortly regarding that, okay? Let's just get these questions processed.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, sorry, sorry, I'm muttering on.
No, sorry. It's all right. It's no problem. It saves you repeating yourself over again.
Yeah,
so
sorry.
It's a little bit beneficial for you. All right, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay, David, so can I just get you to confirm your age for me, please?
I think 53, 54.
Okay, and next question, do you have any terminal illnesses at all?
Yeah, I've got onset vascular dementia.
We just need to put that on your report. Give me a moment. All right.
Yeah.
Give me one second there, David. I'm just going to place that onto your report.
Hello?
Okay, I've just updated that for you. All right, bear with me a moment, David. So, you did mention it's dementia, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, parents' names. Can you just confirm your parents' names, please, for me?
Edward Dillon D. Well, you know how you spell that.
Sorry, is it your mother's name?
Oh, right. My mother's name, Margaret Dillon.
Margaret Dillon, D-I-L-L-O-N. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know Margaret's date of birth at all? It's just for the records.
It's 1936. Wait a minute. 1st of October 1936, I think.
1st of October 1936, okay. We'll check that with records, don't worry about that. Can you just confirm your father's name for me, please?
Edward Dillon.
Edward.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you know Edward's date of birth?
That'd be the 21st of December, either 36 or 37.
Okay. That's fine. No problem at all. Okay, so I need to confirm with you. Do you remember, how old was you when you went into the Borstal?
Babe, when I was 16. 15, in fact.
Say that again.
15. Then I get put back into... 15? Yeah. Then I get put back into...
How long was you in there for?
A fortnight, then I get put back to SD, then I get put into Young Offenders. But my first...
You was 18?
Yeah, I was in and out, but it wasn't... I was like 16 till I was 18. I was in and out. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All my dates and that have been my history through the Borstal, our Young Offenders.
Yeah, no problem at all. Okay, so what was the local authority you was cared under? Was it Ayr? Was it Glasgow? Was it Edinburgh?
The Scottish prison.
Right, okay. What was the establishment called where you was when you was 15, so you was 18?
Long Regend and Glen...
Long Rig. What was it called?
Long Rig End.
Long Rig End.
Yeah. And Glen Ochil Young Offenders.
Okay, give me a moment. There we go. Longridge End. Was it Longridge Remand Institution?
Yeah, that's it. Don't ask me how to spell it. Put me as a
no,
favorite through
worry,
a bad
don't
phase.
Worry about it.
You know what I mean?
I've got the I've got the information here. Give me just one moment, okay?
Yeah, yeah, no problem.
I'll just try to get the information regarding the address, okay?
Yeah, yeah, no.
Was it in North Lanarkshire, is that correct?
Yeah, Green Gales. It was near.
Okay, won't be a second. Just to get the information, okay.
It's hard to understand. I don't mean it. It's because I'm not being racist, but English and it's up there, it's heavy Scottish. If you know what I mean.
I can imagine. So when you was in Longridge Remand Institution, how long was you there for?
I was in for like 6-7 weeks at a time. I wasn't I was in and out constantly from I was 16 till I was 18. In Long Regend and Glen Oakle, Young Offenders.
Bear with me a moment, okay.
Yeah.
And where was the other place you was, sorry?
Glen Oakle.
Glen Oakle?
Yeah. Young Offenders.
Okay, give me a moment. I'm just going to...
Yeah, it's another one. It's a Scottish thing.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm just going to grab that information. It won't be a moment. Okay. Do you know how you're spelling Glen Oakle?
Glen, obviously, then O C H. No. It's even too Scottish for me. If you know
Glen
what I mean.
Oakle. Glen Oakle.
Yeah. It was infamous up in Scotland.
I'm going to find it. Okay. Yeah, it won't be a second. I'm just going to have a look on system, all right?
Yeah, 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 no problem.
What area was that? Do you know where it was, Glen Oakle? What area?
Stirlingshire.
Was it where, sorry? Lanarkshire?
Stirlingshire. Stirling, as in...
Stirlingshire.
Yeah. It's my Scottish accent.
That's all right, don't worry.
You've got your work cut out today.
Hey, don't worry about it, pal. Don't worry about it. Okay, I won't be a moment. I'm just updating the report, all right?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. So, what I have to put on your report as well... I have to place a next of kin or a beneficiary name on your report.
Yeah.
The reason why we have to do this, if anything was to happen to you before now and between you receiving your payment, who would you like the payment to go to? Who would you like your next of kin to be?
Caitlin McCurdy.
Who's this? Who is it?
My granddaughter.
Your granddaughter. How old is she? She has to be over the age of 18 years of age.
Yeah, yeah, she's 28.
Okay.
She dealt with my other claim for the redress.
Okay, no. No problem at all. Give me a moment, buddy.
She'll be on the system.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, no problem.
What's her name again? Can you spell it out for me?
Hold on. It's... M, small c.
Yep. Yep.
C, U, R, B, I, E.
B, I, A? Mercuria?
No. Sorry, I've got a sore throat as well. This will not be hard.
Okay. So M for Mike, C for Charlie, C for Charlie, U for Uniform, R for Romeo, B for Bravo, I for India. E
no. No. D. It's M, small C, C, U for Umbrella, R for Red, D for Delta, Indigo, Echo. That's it.
What's the first name?
Caitlin. Hold on.
Caitlin?
Yeah, Caitlin with a K.
Okay. Do you know a date of birth at all?
No.
Okay. We need a contact number for it. Do you know what a contact number is?
No, offhand. It's on my phone.
Are you able to get it off your phone for me?
Yeah, if you give us just 2 seconds.
Yeah, go on.
Hello, are you there? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you, Dave, yep.
It's 07...
Yep.
510...
Yep.
215...
Yes.
296...
Brilliant stuff. That's perfect. Okay. Does she know? She's obviously knows about you being in care. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. What was the reason you was placed in there? Was you a troubled child or?
Yeah.
Was it down to your parents?
Right. That's what I was explaining. My father killed himself. It probably him and my mom. And I went off the rails. Did stupid things. Get into fight. Blah, blah.
Yeah.
Then I get put into care law. That's, West D school. And I get heavy traumatized out there. Once I come out of care law, I threw myself off a railway bridge onto electric railway lines to kill myself. Hello? You there? No.
Wow, David. Yes, yeah, I'm listening. I can hear you, yeah. I'm just listening to you.
Yeah, sorry. I get 25,000 volts through me. Blah, blah.
Wow.
And I just get nutty on it. And I'd obviously mental health problems, but I was getting in. And they were putting me in, like, young offenders, but they were putting me in solitary. But I'd done nothing wrong. They just kept filling me up with, like, Lagacto. It's a heavy sedative. And they were just flying. Never mind this 23 hours a day. This was 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Maybe get out once for a shower once a week. No, I mean, it was brutal. Beatings, you know what I mean? So... You know, I mean, I've got 40% burns all over my body, and when I was in K-Law they put me in Balinny prison when I was 15 as well. They got my age mixed up, so as well.
Yeah.
Talking about at 15 in a adult prison. They say there was 26, but they got it sorted and I get shifted out. But basically.
No problem. Right, I'm going to take your GP surgery. So what's the name of your local doctor's surgery, David?
It's Race course, road, surgery,
nope.
Air.
Race course, road.
Yeah. Surgery, air.
I've got it. I've got it here. I can see it. It's on race course, road in here.
Yeah.
I've got it.
Three race course, road. I couldn't tell you
that. Yeah, I've got it.
Yeah. Thanks.
No, I've got the, it's Kilo Alpha 72 Delta Foxtrot. That's
yeah,
what
yeah.
It's called. I've got it. Bear with me a moment, bud.
They'll have all my reports for like being in Glenoco and that
yeah,
stuff.
No problem. That's fine.
Do you need thing me for my medical records?
No. They're just going to confirm, obviously, your local GP. They'll check that. The legal team will just check that up for you.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
before going into the Young Offenders, when you was younger, do you remember an address where you used to live?
Yeah, 47 Woodlands Crescent. Same address, only number 47.
47 Woodlands Crescent.
Yeah, that's Kilo Alpha 7. Oh, sorry.
Yep. Kilo Alpha 7, 3 Sierra Juliet.
Yeah, that's I get mixed up earlier, sorry.
I've got you. No, it's all right. Don't worry about it, David. Do you have any siblings, any brothers or sisters at all?
No. No, I've got a sister, Uncle Mama, sorry. But I haven't seen him in years. My brother's dead. Isabel Barton.
Isabel Barton?
Yeah.
Okay, give me a moment. Do you know a date of birth by any chance?
Oh, no, it's September, like 1958 or something.
Don't worry about
it's,
it.
I'm trying to remember our address. It's 8 Morrison Crescent or something.
Okay, don't worry about it. So in regards to the local authority, would you say it was it Ayrshire, your council, your local authority?
It was Glasgow and Ayrshire. And Stillingshire
okay.
For the Young Offenders.
Okay, bear with me a moment. Right, so that's pretty much that done. What I'm going to do, I'm going to go into a statement with yourself as quickly as possible now.
Yeah.
In regards to the abuse, what sort of physical abuse, was it physical abuse you used to sustain? In
yeah.
The Young Offenders.
Yeah, because I was, like, on the medication they were giving me, I was, like, being a radical, and it was back then, it was just, that was the way it was, you get beatings. But I didn't actually do anything bad, I was in, it would come up in all my files, it was just they didn't know where to put me. Because I was
okay.
Like mentally ill and throwing myself off bridges, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Did you ever witness any abuse?
Physical, yeah, but nothing sexual or anything like that. But yeah, it was just
okay.
The way it was back then. You just took it. Nothing else you could do.
Okay. In regards to, was you ever restrained at all?
Oh, yes. I had the locks on, locks off, you know what I mean? I was, well, the liquid cosh, they call it. Like Actil.
Okay.
And Meralol, Triptazole. Basically,
did you have injuries with that?
Carry on.
Did you have injuries at the time from being restrained?
No, but the evidence more they restrained me, yeah, but they put the injection into my bum, if you know what I mean. They were chasing
okay.
Me with stuff that Charles Bronson was scared of, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
You try to put it in a kind of comical term, but it was bloody frightening at the time.
Okay. You said you was injected into your buttocks area, is that correct?
Yeah.
Was that with medication to calm you down, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you say in your adulthood, do you suffer from mental health, yeah?
Yeah. My adult life, I still get flashbacks from it, you know what I mean? It's not every day you fling yourself off a railway bridge. I can send you the pictures of my body. It's in my medical reports. They'll verify it.
Okay. Bear with me a moment. Okay, so I've placed that down onto your report for you now. What I'm going to do, I'm going to speak with our administration's team, okay?
Yeah.
And they're going to send you a message out on your phone via WhatsApp. Do you use WhatsApp?
Yeah.
Your brother. So if you want to go while I'm doing that, if you want to go... if you go and take a picture of your passport and a letter, so it has to be a nice clear picture of your passport and a nice clear picture of your full letter. But that letter's got to be dated within the last 3 months, okay?
Yeah, cancel. Yeah, hold on, wait a minute to check this. I don't think it's got a date on it, or has it?
Okay, I'm going to place you on hold for a minute. The line's going to go silent, David, while I get this sorted for you.
I'll get another. I'm not sure if there's a date on that one. Right, to sex. Hello?
David, I'll be back with you in a few moments. I'm just getting our instructions to send you a message out to your phone, okay?
Yeah, no, but cancel tax letter, would that do? It's dated 24th September.
As long as it's got your address. As long as it's got your address on it, that's fine.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Hello? Hi, David. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Brilliant. So, our administration, if you go onto your WhatsApp, you should have received a message from ourselves.
Yeah.
Can you see that message?
Hold on. Hello? Hello?
Hi, David.
Yeah, I see it.
Right, brilliant. So, your pictures, you need to attach them to that message. So, if you click on the camera button where it allows you, do you know where you type a message on WhatsApp? There's a little camera button there and it'll open up your camera. You need to take a picture of your passport and your letter, but they have to be both separate and they have to be both clear, okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay to do that for me now?
Yeah.
David?
Yeah?
Them pictures, yeah. They need to be of the whole, they need to be of the whole letter. So you'll need to zoom out a little bit more so we can, and it has to be a bit clearer than that. So if you can hold the phone above the letter so we can see the full thing.
Yeah, it's just better. My hands are not very steady.
Yeah, take your time. Don't worry, I'm just going to delete, I'm going to delete them out of there, okay?
Yeah, no problem, man.
For me. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Take your time. Just give me the whole letter. Okay, let's have a look at that. That's perfect, that one, David. Absolutely perfect. Okay. If you can do exactly the same as that with your passport, we can attach that to your file straight away. Okay, David, we can't use that one because it's a little bit blurry.
I'm trying to keep my passport.
Yeah, it's all right. Don't worry. It's just so it has to be right over above it and so we can see the passport. All right. It's a little bit blurry, that one, bud.
Mate.
Try and take your time. There's no rush.
Hey, got it now.
Right, David, that's a perfect picture, but it's still a tiny bit blurry. We can't see it. It needs to be a tiny bit clearer than that. Are you all right just to do one more for me?
Yeah.
Just to see if, like, when you're doing it, just tap on your screen so it zooms. So it, in fact, there you go. That one's perfect. I can use that.
You okay with that one?
On your report for it. Yep, I can put that on your report for you. That's perfectly fine.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Thank you. It's just my hands on
them now for you.
Yeah,
don't worry about it. The last thing I need you to do is just go onto your emails now. You should have received an email from ourselves.
Yeah.
And it's a click sign document to state that you're happy with one of the solicitors to contact you. So if you can just go onto your emails for me.
Yeah.
And then you should receive an email inbox.
Yeah, I've got it.
You've got a list for me. And it should say review and sign.
Yeah, it's loading. It's just loading in, I think. Oh, it's stuck.
No.
Hold on, that's it. It's moving now. boys.
And then it's about signing. And then when you click on it, it should say sign here.
It's just my Wi-Fi's a wee bit slow.
Yeah, take your time, take your time. Is that working for you, David?
Yeah.
Have you managed to find where it says sign? Click here to sign.
Yeah. I think I've done it.
Okay, so there should be, if you scroll down to the bottom, there should be another page on there at the very bottom. And it should say click to sign on that
it
one.
It says
as well.
You have signed this document.
Brilliant stuff. Let me just check that for you. Yeah, that's been done, David. Brilliant stuff. So what I'm now going to do, I'm going to get this packaged up and filed over to the legal team. They'll contact you back in due course, okay? And they'll let you know what's going to happen moving forward. If you have any questions throughout the whole process, you can contact me back on this number and I'll be able to assist you in the matter. Okay, David?
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Thanks. Thanks for listening to me.
You're going to start.
Thank you.
David.
Thanks, buddy. Good luck.
No problem.
Get as many buggers done, right. Thank you. Thanks.
Yep.